Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode 152, Reading in Odd Circumstances. If you're listening to this in the spring of 2020, we are in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a weird thing to say, and you've likely been home for a long while. We have really gone through it, you guys. The emotional upheaval, the annoyance at the Groundhog Day of everything, coupled with the grief we feel for people all over the world in unthinkable circumstances, the sudden task of walking our kids through online school, figuring out how to talk to them about what's happening, trying to work from home, maybe alongside a partner who also has to work from home, being worried about money, not being around our friends and families, not going to church, not hugging people, not knowing what's going to happen from one day to the next. I am not listing this out to be dramatic. Maybe we just need to take this moment to put our national and global situation in context. This is hard. You are not being kind to yourself at all if you're not allowing yourself to say that this is hard. I know that none of us wants to just fold and throw in our cards and give up, but you can still rally and be resilient and hopeful at the same time that you name the difficulty of what's happening. The two do not cancel each other out. We are living in unprecedented times, at least for, my generation. So be kind to yourself as you walk through the muck of this. Okay, so this episode is about reading. And if you look at the title, Reading in Odd Circumstances, we're definitely in the oddest of circumstances. But if you are listening to this in a time that is not the spring of 2020, not during a global pandemic, you can still have odd circumstances in your life that affect normal things like reading. A lot of us turn to reading when we need to feel better, when we need to escape, when we just want to relax and have a very specific kind of fun. P.S. I have an announcement about a very specific kind of fun at the end of this episode, so stay tuned for that. But based on the number of downloads of previous episodes related to reading, I know that there is an overwhelming majority of people listening who really, really love to read. So when our regular reading rhythms are disrupted by odd circumstances, it's nice to have a roadmap of how to get back to normal or how to create a new normal. And that's what this episode will do. It's quite simple, just three questions. First, when your reading was normal, what made it good? When life was the way it was, whatever was means, what made reading good? Maybe you had more time to do it, or you had lots of options of what to read next, or you were able to rest at the end of the day with a book. So just briefly, simply name what made reading good. Second question, what do you feel like you've lost now that you are in odd circumstances? What do you miss? Libraries, for example, are closed all over the country. If one of your favorite parts of reading was browsing library stacks, that's a big loss. Another thing you might miss is night reading. Maybe now you spend your days taking care of your kids and you have to work at night, which is when you used to read. So you miss having the time to read at night. For circumstances beyond this pandemic, let's say you're caring for a really sick parent in the hospital. You used to read in your favorite cozy living room chair, and now you live in hospital waiting rooms and those hard plastic blue hospital couches. And that's not fun either. So maybe the answers to these two questions, maybe they overlap quite a bit even. What was good and what you miss, it could kind of be the same, but they also might not be. What was good about reading for example, was that you know what books you love to read, but now you miss reading when you used to read. The good part hasn't really left. You still know your style and what books bring you life. When things change and shift, especially if it's in like a confusing, scary way, we tend to go all or nothing. If we can't read the way we used to, if we are so distracted by our odd circumstances, we kind of throw in the towel and just say like, well, I can't read right now. I can't do this thing that used to bring me so much joy because everything is different. I just want to encourage you that these first two questions are to help you see that maybe everything isn't different. Some things are, but maybe everything isn't. There might be things that are still the same in a good way. So it's important and helpful to name the reality, to name what's actually happening in our situation, even with a topic as benign as reading. And now for the third question. What one choice can you begin making that will make reading work for you now, even in these odd circumstances? Part of that could be wrapped up in what reading does for you emotionally. If your normal reading time was at the end of the day, but now your end of the day is no longer fit for reading for whatever reason, one choice you can make is to name another time of day, even 10 minutes, where you can start reading again and get, you know, the benefit of enjoying, the emotional benefit of enjoying the book and having that rhythm just in a different time of day. Another single choice that can make reading work for you in odd circumstances could be that you move from digital reading to physical reading. Maybe because you're working from home, you're constantly on Zoom, you're helping your kids do online school, which is more computer time. The thought of pulling out your Kindle, even like the Paperwhite that is as close to a book page as you can get and still be like a little computer, it just doesn't cut it right now. So if you used to read on an e-reader, that might not work as well now. So one simple choice could be to read physical books instead. Another example might be related to the genre or like the vibe of the book that you're choosing. A lot of people really love stories about like regular people living regular life, but in tough situations. Well, that's kind of our reality, like right now in actual life. And maybe that preferred genre is not the best choice for you. Maybe you're like, no, I do not want to read about regular life. Maybe magical realism or science fiction or fantasy or a mystery is better suited for you when it's time to read. You need more of an escape. And if you don't usually turn to reading for an escape, you might not think of that as being a good option to normalize your reading in abnormal circumstances, but it could be a small choice that could really help. So the third question again is, what one choice can you make that will make reading work for you right now? And really, what one choice can you begin making? It's a process. Knowing why reading was good before and then naming what you miss now that life feels very different, it's going to help you choose what that small step can be to make reading fun again. So for me, just to kind of put this in like a context of an actual person, for me, when life and reading were normal pre-pandemic, the thing that made reading good was that I always had something waiting for me. So I buy books at a local book fair once a year and stock up on titles that I know I'm going to love. And I just read those throughout the year. And I learn about what those titles will be mostly from reading, not from reading, from listening to what should I read next. I just get tons and tons of ideas there. And then like several people in my life who know my reading style and it overlaps, I just take book suggestions from trusted places. So I have that list. I take that list to a book fair and I fill my house with those books. It is fantastic. So I'm like fortunate to have a really robust TBR shelf. It's actually like a legit bookcase and it is not a single shelf. And that has not changed. I still have that bookcase. I still have great options of what to read next.
This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. The thing about podcasting is that it's never just me and the mic. There are so many pieces and parts to making the show. And one of the parts is our website. An easy decision that I have made over and over again is choosing Squarespace as our platform for it. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Squarespace has been home to the Lazy Genius Collective since 2016. Earlier this year, we upgraded to Squarespace 7.1, a whole new version that offers Fluid Engine, a reimagined asset library, and gobs of professional website templates you can customize to fit your work best. I am beyond thrilled with our new and improved website, and I love how easy Squarespace makes it to keep our audience top of mind. If you want to build a new website, try out Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Springtime always energizes me. The extra sunshine, the warmer temperatures. But sometimes my social battery doesn't always keep up with the things I want to do. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain you. At least it has for me. With the help of my therapist, I have learned how to notice rhythms in my life and how to create space for the things I love that make me feel more like myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thelazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Ritual. The internet is so great. My literal job is to be on the internet, whether on social or uploading this podcast. But because the internet is my job, I have developed a healthy dose of skepticism. I can spot a too good to be true hack from a mile away. And that's why I partner with companies like Ritual, who consistently overdeliver and exceed my expectations. Ritual's clinically backed Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin has high quality, traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. Only about 1% of supplement brands are USP verified, and Ritual is one of them. I take my Ritual multivitamins every morning as I'm making my coffee, and I love how Ritual has made it easy for me to maintain this routine for years. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/lazygenius. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/lazygenius for 20% off. You can get a lot of products customized online, but when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Your formula couldn't exist without you. Every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your goals, including diet, exercise, and stress levels. My Made for Kendra products take into account the average humidity and UV index in Greensboro. Wild. And because it's made for me, I've seen consistently softer, shinier, stronger hair every day. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering my listeners an exclusive trial offer so you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/lazygenius. That's prose.com/lazygenius for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/lazygenius.
The second question, though, of what I miss, what I feel like I've lost in my reading during these particular odd circumstances, is that I don't have as much time to read as I used to, which seems weird because we're home, but so is everyone else. The kids are always home. My husband is home. We're both learning to work from home, trading off our time. And because I have less alone time and space during the day, practically like none of it, I have way less energy at the end of the day. Because I do get my energy from being alone in small spurts. And so the end of the day is when I would normally read like the bulk of my book for the day. But I'm just so tired at the end of the day to do that. I miss the time. I miss having more time to read. And frankly, because like right now I'm not spending as much time on Instagram or even on my phone at all during the day because there's just too much to do. There's too many people around. There's too much to manage. There's too much school to do, which has kind of been a nice perk to not be as tied to my phone as I am when we're not in a global pandemic. But I still like, I still want to get on Instagram. I still want to see what's happening with my friends and see pretty pictures and laugh at really funny Instagram stories. And, you know, so a lot of nights at the end of the day, once the kids go to bed, I'll sit in my chair where I would normally be reading. And I'll look at Instagram instead. And then I'll look up and it's been 45 minutes where I've been on Instagram. And 45 minutes after my kids go to bed is like 9:30. Kendra is tired and I want to go to bed and I haven't even read my book yet. So in theory, that is fine. Like, I don't want it to sound like there's something wrong with spending your evenings on Instagram. Obviously, I love Instagram. But I really do miss reading and I prefer reading to Instagram pretty much. So knowing that I still have the resources and the choices on my bookshelf to read something that I will love, right? And then naming that I miss having the time to read as much as I used to before these circumstances, the one choice that I can begin making that will make reading work better for me is that I'm going to set an Instagram timer at night if I want to get on Instagram at all. That's one part. Give myself like 15 minutes or so just to enjoy the feeds, because there's some stories like I don't want to miss them. There are people I love to engage with on Instagram. But I can probably fit in the most essential ones in 15 minutes. So what does that mean? Right now I'm going to mute a lot of people. It's just a real thing and it's totally fine. Now that does not mean that people I follow are not good at what they do or that they're not valuable in what they share, that they don't matter, even to me. They're just not as essential for me right now, and that is okay. Eventually, I will unmute again. But right now, when I open Instagram, I want to see that little check mark that says, you're all caught up, like when you're scrolling the feed. I like that check mark, and I want for it to not take as long for me to get there either so that I can read. Now, I don't have to do this in like one fell swoop, the muting part. That's why this third question is so important, and that it says, what choice can you begin making? It is a process, whatever your small choice is. And it doesn't have to be done or accomplished all at once. So I'm not going to like go through the entire list of people that I follow and systematically mute or unmute. That would take more time than I have, and it's not really worth it. What I can do, though, is when I am on Instagram for the limited time a day, I'm going to pay attention as posts come into my feed. And if an account doesn't bring me the greatest amount of delight, which is what I need for Instagram to give me right now, I'm going to be real picky about it. I'm going to click those three dots on the top right corner of the post and select mute. It's temporary, but it is very helpful for what I need right now. So once you've answered those three questions, then just pick up your book. Go read. And I just want to tell you too, an update for those of you who have been around for a while. I'm finally reading Jaber Crow. I put that on Instagram like, I don't know, a week or two ago. The time right now is so confusing. I don't know how long ago it was. It could have been yesterday, but I don't think it was yesterday, but I don't think it was more than 2 weeks. Anyway, I'm finally reading Jaber Crow. It has been on my stack for the last several seasons, like when we've talked about my like seasonal reading stack. But it's just never felt like the right time to read it. I've never picked it up. And now it is the perfect time. I am loving it so much. So I just wanted to let you know about that. But I just hope you try these three questions over these next few days. See if you can add more joy into reading, into your reading life again, even when we're in these super, super weird, odd circumstances. I am planning to be on Instagram at The Lazy Genius this Thursday around noon. We can chat about this. So be sure to follow me there. But I really do hope that you, if you feel a little like hopeless, like you're giving up on trying to be a reader again, that this episode will help you have a little bit more hope about it. Okay, now it's time for me to share about the very specific kind of fun that I mentioned before. Okay, so reading is great, obviously. We love stories and characters and all the things. We also love stories and characters in movies and TV shows. So I have created a project for us to do together or alone if you're not a group project kind of person. There's no judgment. But I created something called the Favorites File, and it is available today. Okay, I know you're like a responsible grown-up and you have a checklist of things that you can get done while you're home for these next few weeks. And, you know, I'm not trying to diminish that list. I also am not trying to diminish those of you who have like essential jobs and are working at hospitals and post office and grocery stores, and you guys who are teaching, your teachers who are teaching online classes, and you're also like trying to help your kids do their own schoolwork at home. We just all like applaud and bow and thank you so much for all of that. We're so collectively grateful for you, truly. And as you go through that tiring day, or as you live Groundhog Day over and over and over again at your house, as like a newly minted work from home homeschool person, I think we all need a fun distraction that also feels like we're getting something done. And that is exactly what the favorites file is. It's a PDF that you can get absolutely free. This is just like a fun thing I made for you. There's no dollars for this. The favorites file is broken into four parts or four files. And within each file are four separate assignments. So in the film file, a couple of your assignments, you will systematically figure out your list of favorite movies and your favorite movie characters. In the show file, a couple of your assignments are figuring out your favorite shows and even a list of like your favorite specific episodes. In the actor file, you will figure out your crush more, your favorite celebrity pairing. In the fun file, that's the fourth of the files, you'll plan out your celebrity dinner party. You will even choose who you'd be quarantined with. It's like a whole thing, you guys, and I am so stoked. So what we'll do for the next 4 weeks is we'll do our favorite files assignments, just, you know, kind of on our own. We will share some of them on Instagram week by week with templates I'll put up if you want to share. And then after the 4 weeks, we're going to have our own award show from your choices called The Lazies. We will vote and all the things. I might even do an Instagram live to announce the winners. I might wear glitter. I don't know. Do you wear glitter? If you have been following me for several years, maybe not like in the last couple of years, but if you've been following me like for a while, for like longer than my daughter's been alive, if you remember Annie being born, you know that like this is my secret sweet spot. I love systemizing pop culture. I mean, it's like it's in my marrow. So this is going to be so much fun. So all you need to do right now, though, is like just download it. You just need to get the favorites file. So you can print it out. That's what I recommend just because I like printing things out. You can print it out. You can slide it into like a little clipboard or a little binder or something. I mean, it's only like, I don't know, 25 pages, something. And then we're going to do the assignments like 1 week at a time. Instructions and all of that are in the file and then the email that comes with it. But this is the project that you will have no trouble completing. No trouble. I promise you this with my whole heart. So click on the link in the show notes and or you can go to just straight to the website and get it. thelazygeniuscollective.com/TFF for the favorites file. We're going to have so much fun doing this. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to do it myself. I cannot wait to see your answers. This is just going to be so much fun. Okay. That is it for today. Be well, my friends, and until next time, be a genius about the things that matter. I mean, and hey, maybe a little genius about things that don't matter, like pop culture in these weird pandemic times. And also, I guess, lazy about some of the things that don't. In a pandemic, this tagline does not count anymore. In general, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.